Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview, focusing in on the Breeders' Cup Classic. Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty, going to take a look at the early morning line odds. Again, we're about a week and a half away. We do have these early morning line odds. They're not etched in stone. We still have the post draw to happen. But you're going to see the morning line favor as McKenzie at 7-2, Vino Rosso 9-2, Code of Honor is going to be 5-1, one of the three-year-olds in this spot. A late 6-1. Yoshida is going to be 6-1. Higher Power is going to be 8-1. Mongolian Groom on the upset victory against McKenzie last time out in their prep for the Breeders' Cup Classic is 10-1. Owendale coming off of a very impressive performance at Oklahoma in the Oklahoma Derby. 12-1. Seeking the Soul 15-1. And Tax rounding it out at 30-1. The other three-year-old. We're going to see if all these end up going in this spot. If they do, what are your thoughts?
I'm trying to beat McKenzie in here. I think that is the thing with McKenzie for me is McKenzie's raced well at Santa Anita, besides the Whitney, I wasn't really impressed with him. I know he had some trouble in the Met Mile, even dating back to the Pennsylvania Derby last year. And I know McKenzie was Justify before there was Justify. Now he's 4 and deserving in here. But at a first glance, I'm kind of on the Yoshida bandwagon in here. I think the closing speed is going to be very, very good here for Bill Mott. I thought his last effort was very good in the Woodward. I thought the Whitney effort was very good. So I'm kind of on the closing speed with Yoshida in here. And, you know, we got the news. Mike Smith is going to be on Yoshida, I believe.
Yes, that is confirmed.
And then Joao Rosario is going to be on McKenzie. So I'm kind of with Yoshida a little bit in here. That'd be kind of a, you know, Bob Baffert, why didn't I ride McKenzie type of thing. I think that'd be great. So 6-1, I think Yoshida is kind of the way I'm going to lean in here. Trying to beat McKenzie. Math Wizard, I mean, you can't say enough how good Math Wizard was in the Pennsylvania Derby. It was 31-1. Beat Mr. Money, beat War of Will in here, who's running in this spot. But the Jockey Gold, Jockey Club Gold Cup for me, Vino Rosso, that was the best I have ever seen him. He came here, won the Santa Anita Gold Cup as well, so he's good over the Santa Anita service. He's been in great form this year. The Carter running in the World of Trouble. Obviously not holding anything against him there. Excuse me. The Santa Anita Gold Cup was the best I think I've seen him besides the Jockey Cup Gold Cup where the horse was DQ'd. So those are the two horses I'm going to try to lean on in here, Vino Rosso and Yoshida. But the one thing I'm going to try to lean on, if people think Midnight Bizou is as good as she is, can be competitive in here, Elate is going to be competitive for Bill Mott in here. How good was the personal ensign with Midnight Bizou and Elate? I think Elate it could be definitely a player in here. She is definitely the real deal. The Del Cap, I know she didn't face that great in there, but Blue Prize was in that field where she won by 4. She lost by a nose in probably the best race at Saratoga this summer in the personal ensign. And then the Spinster last time, she lost by half a length to Blue Prize. So I think Elate is a horse that definitely could be competitive in here because I'm against all the three-year-olds in this spot.
Yeah, I will take a shot against McKenzie. And I know 7-2, I think it holds in the fact that people are going to take a look at other alternatives in here. I think Yoshida, like you said, is a major player in here. Elate, you know, they want to see, you know, if the 5-year-old mare can get the job done against the boys. You're going to see Code of Honor, who's incredibly intriguing, 3-year-old in this spot, you know, with his victory off the Travers, and then the controversial win last time with the DQ against Vino Rosso. Going to take some money as well. Higher Power, a little bit of a confusing horse. Looked so good in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar, and last time out finished a lackluster third against Mongolian Groom and McKenzie. That's another horse, is a wise guy horse at 8-1 on that early morning line. And then Owendale. Owendale, to me, is the up-and-coming three-year-old. I know Court of Honor has already emerged and really solidified as the top ranks of that three-year-old crop. But I also think Owendale fits perfectly in this spot, and he's one that I want to use off that victory in the Oklahoma Derby at 12-1. If that holds, I think he'll be a player to round out the exactas and tries as well. Yoshida, to me, I'm glad to see Mike Smith aboard this horse because I think it's just one of those horses that's been a little unlucky. Last time out was a flying third against Preservationist in the Woodward, and then that second place finish to McKenzie. I think this horse is just rounding into really good form again, and has done so in some really nice spots as well. You know, was the defending champion in the Woodward going into that race against Preservationist last time out. If for some reason 6-7-1 holds on Yoshida, I think that's a horse you want to take a look at as well. And Vino Rosso, like you said, you have to factor this horse in based on the fact that was an eye-popping performance last time. I know there was a lot of bumping. They were small bumps, but there were a lot of them. I do agree with the DQ and the fact that Kota Vada ended up getting flip-flopped up for the victory, but you have to like the fact that Vino Rosso ran one of the best races of the career against Gift Box at Santa Anita, going to mile and a quarter distance that they're going to go at for the Breeders' Cup Classic. So there's a lot of different angles you could go in this race. I ultimately like the value plays in here with Yoshida, with Owendale. It's early. We're not giving selections. I do think, you know, McKenzie is beatable. The one thing I will say about McKenzie, if people are questioning why Mike Smith is off, Bob Baffert was a little irritated with the fact that McKenzie's finished third three of the last four times at Santa Anita. And last time, you know, there was some controversy a little bit with, you know, McKenzie was second and, you know, wasn't able to catch up to Mongolian Groom. So Mike Smith ended up using the whip a couple times, and you saw McKenzie physically get a little cringing a little bit with the whip. So the fact that McKenzie doesn't like the whip is a little discouraging to bettors, especially when you want to be all in about mid stretch. So there's going to be a lot of hand urging with McKenzie, not a lot of whipping. So if you are a fan of McKenzie, I just want to let you know the full details into what happened and why Mike Smith is going to be off. So it is going to be quite an interesting race. What are your value plays in this spot?
I have a lot of question marks with Seeking the Soul in here, and I might lean towards Seeking the Soul for a value in here, who's, again, looked great in the Stephen Foster, the Pacific Classic. I have no idea what happened there. Higher Power won that race at a huge price with Flavien Prat. But Seeking the Soul, I think they ran in the Awesome again because they already won a win and you're in. I just think they wanted to get the horse over the surface for the first time. And you know, disappointing fourth there. It's going to be interesting to see if Dallas Stewart gets Brian Hernandez back, because John Velasquez is going to go to Code of Honor. You would think Irad's going to go to Vino Rosso again. So it's going to be interesting to see who Dallas Stewart's gets. So that's kind of the price play I'm kind of leaning towards. Already has a run over the surface last time in the Awesome again. Seeking the Soul, I think, coming out of the Pegasus World Cup a couple years ago, the Ali Sheba, I thought, was very good behind McKenzie and then was able to get the job done on Stephen Foster night. So that's kind of the value I'm going to look at. But at an early glance, my top two probably Vino and Yoshida. I'm not giving away anything right now, but first glance, that's kind of where I'm looking with the late McKenzie Seeking the Soul. It's going to be tough for me to figure it out, but that's kind of the value I'm going to look at.
Yeah, I will be interested to see how much money a late takes. Because like you said, if a late is just as good as Midnight Bizou, Midnight Bizou would fit perfectly in this spot as well. And no one's really taken a firm grip of this older division. You know, and that's why you're seeing these three-year-olds take their shot. Why wouldn't you? In a confusing type field where you thought McKenzie had it, and then last time out, you know, it just looked so disappointing finishing second. The horse loves to finish first or second each and every time. Is actually 7-for-7 finishing first or second at Santa Anita. So even if you're not a fan of McKenzie, you know he's going to be there. So that's where you have to just take all the factors that you have in this race and sort of develop your own concept. It's going to be quite interesting. I think there's going to be a ton of value in this race, especially in those multi-race wagers, the pick threes, the pick fours, the pick fives, even the pick six that's going to happen probably will end in this sequence as well. So those are our thoughts in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Good luck.